Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. It is the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Tuesday. Dan Bach waking you up, or up early myself, I should say, as again, this week you're going to be getting some early podcasts. It's the summertime. The kids have crazy schedules, so that's why you got to deal with me and get me on the morning drive, potentially, with you guys. But I want to thank Fantasy Draft, a great sponsor of this very show. Of course, they're running really great contests over there each and every night, including, I think I saw all contests raked at, 13% or less, which can definitely be something that's important for you to become a profitable player. And of course, head-to-head games rake free over there. So if you're playing those, make sure you check them out over on Fantasy Draft tonight. Last night for myself, regrets to say the very least, didn't advance. Big congratulations to those who did, including our very own Chris Jamino. It was one of those things where my head just was too much on spending for pitching and took me off the big bats that I liked, but didn't want to necessarily pay up for guys like JD Martinez, who hit a homer, a guy like Giancarlo Stanton at two home runs. So feel like a lost opportunity in that yesterday. But so it goes. And, of course, tried to get cute and make a pivot late and go to Nelson Cruz instead of the chalky Cody Bellinger. Thought it was going to be great until I woke up in the morning and saw Bellinger hit a home run like in the ninth. And obviously was big. Now, I am also happy to report that didn't cost me much of anything. You know, definitely cost me some points, but didn't cost me advancing. So that would have been dreadful to have made that swap and had that been the difference. But the silver lining is, and I realized it yesterday on the podcast, or I didn't realize it yesterday on the podcast, but I made it to the head-to-head final thingy on FanDuel. So it's 12-man bracket. Round one was yesterday. I beat old Stink Bomb, and now I got my hands full with the number one seed over there. So hopefully I can make the finals and have something to play for in Chicago. The guys at FanDuel were gracious enough to extend the invite for me to host, be the MC for the event once again for the final out in Chicago. That's going to be our single entry series. It's going to be, obviously, their World Fantasy Baseball Championship, and of course the finals for the head-to-head championship. So when they launched this thing, I was like, you know what, maybe I should go after it a little bit. So I've got potentially something to play for, and lo and behold, two wins away from hopefully making that happen. But hopefully we can stay on it here today. That's the goal. But enough about me. Let's get to the games. Let's get to helping you guys out build your lineups here tonight. And should be an interesting slate. Again, I really actually liked yesterday's slate pitching. I guess there was turned out to be a little bit more chalk than I expected there in DeGrom. Certainly on DraftKings. He was pricey, but, you know, there was ways to make it work. But my mistake was going pricey with Gerrit Cole. I was so locked in on that play yesterday and couldn't get off of it, where, you know, it probably didn't make sense to play him over some other cheaper options. But hey, hindsight's 20/20. But let's look to tonight, where I do think it's another interesting night where there's going to be some chalk, but nothing I think like we even saw yesterday. I think it's going to be spread out pretty well. So let's break down these pitching matchups here first. Yankees and Reds, Castillo against Jordan Montgomery, 9.5 out there in Yankee Stadium. Montgomery, a solid -160 favorite, but he hasn't been pitching well lately, just giving up a lot of contact, a lot of hits. Castillo, on the other hand, is a guy with big arm, big strikeout upside, but also facing this Yankees lineup, which can certainly get hot and starting to get healthy here, of course, with Sanchez in the lineup, obviously Aaron Judge, Matt Holliday, and now you add Todd Frazier to the mix. So I don't think I'm looking at pitching in this game. Montgomery's, again, he at times showed glimpses earlier this season, but not in love with, you know, picking on this Cincinnati Reds lineup. So I think that game's a pass for me. Astros and Phillies, Charlie Morton against Nicholas Pivetta, and a really strong minus 160 favorite for Charlie Morton. And I think he is probably going to be the guy who does garner the most ownership, certainly on DraftKings today, and maybe even potentially on FanDuel, because Charlie Morton has really evolved into a pretty nice pitcher. You look at the Ks for him, 5, 10, 3, 6, 5, 10. So he shows some upside in there. He's been, double digits in looks like 3 of his last 10 starts, and has an 8 and a 6 mixed in there. So K upside is there. The matchup versus Philly is just fine here. And obviously he gets one of the most potent offenses in the game of baseball today. And Nicholas Pivetta probably going to have his hands full here with the Astros, you know, especially the right-handed bats. Guy like Altuve is absolutely locked in, and Pivetta's really struggled versus righties in his young career. So Morton, I think he's chalktastic there on DraftKings. On FanDuel, where you only get one, the question is how comfortable are you in a guy like Madison Bumgarner tonight and the bats that he might prevent you from getting. But I think he's in play on FanDuel as well. Davies and Jackson with Nats and Brewers is a pass. Sonny Gray against Cesar Valdez, 9.5 here. I'm not playing Valdez. He is not good at all. But Gray has had his moments here as of late. And we've seen this Toronto offense, you know, struggle a good bit, kind of turned it on just a little bit that last game. But, you know, Sonny Gray, if you look at his FanDuel points, he has been 37 or higher in 5 consecutive starts with a quality start, wins in 4 of those 5 games. He's been pitching really, really well. And the big problem for him is this is a big, you know, park downgrade for him going all the way out there for the Toronto Blue Jays, as opposed to pitching in that very spacious Coliseum in Oakland. So I'm probably not looking at Sonny Gray because I've got the price issues with him at 9,100 on FanDuel. 10-7 on DraftKings just feels like probably a little bit too much to pay for him. And we'll see. Sonny Gray, you know, might be his last start out there for Oakland. A lot of talk potentially he could be on the move. So not in love with that move today. Baltimore and the Rays. Yesterday, Kevin Gausman, man, he looked good too. I watched that game. He was hitting like 97 on that, on the radar, and really had nice control. Got some good defense behind him. That always helps. But that's not going to make me turn to Wade Miley here anytime soon. So he is a pass. Faria's interesting, but not enough K upside for me. You know, this guy's really shown the ability to pitch at this level, but we're not getting any discount at 84 and 8,500 for a guy who is a small favorite. And again, I do think the Baltimore offense is starting to come around just a little bit. Certainly didn't do it much yesterday, except for late in that game, but that's kind of like a pass for pitching for me. Duffy and Fulmer here, 8.5, and you've got the Tigers favored at minus 153. Michael Fulmer, I'm somewhat interested in him, but again, the Ks that we're going to get in this game, it's tough to predict. You know, he had a monster start his last time out against Kansas City with 7 strikeouts, 51 FanDuel points in almost a complete game, 8 2/3 that day. So pitched really well in his one outing against Kansas City. You know, the prices that we have on Fulmer today are 8,900 on FanDuel, 9,500 on DraftKings, 18,400 on Fantasy Draft. I'm okay with him. The problem is that offense for Detroit just looks so out of it. I mean, man, Miggy Cabrera was up with so many good opportunities yesterday, and I cannot remember seeing Miggy Cabrera look frustrated at the plate pretty much ever in his life. And late in that game, he had multiple at-bats where after he grounded out to the shortstop for like the 14th time, he actually slammed his bat, like threw his bat in absolute disgust. So he is not feeling particularly good about his game. And yet DraftKings keeps him so cheap to entice me to keep taking him. So, you know, Danny Duffy was a guy who a year ago, I think we were pretty excited to roster. Guy really pitched well. It's been all right here as of late, but for the price we're paying here, 8,200, 8K, I'd much rather pay up a little bit for Michael Fulmer at home. He got an implied run total today out in Kansas or with the Royals of under 4. So a little bit of interest there in Michael Fulmer. No Jesse Chavez tonight. Michael Clevinger for Cleveland. Somewhat interesting. I don't think the price is good enough. That 9,400 number on DraftKings feels too high. The 82 on FanDuel, a little bit more interesting there because I think he's going to pick up the win here. That offense is really starting to click, and he's pitched great the last four starts. Hasn't allowed or has allowed one home run in his last four starts, two over his last six. And he's been at over 40 fantasy points in each of his last four. Two of those games, he didn't pick up the win. So he's been pitching extremely well. You get L.A., pretty sure they were out on the West Coast, coming over here to play Cleveland. I'm kind of interested here in Clevinger to put together a solid outing. Minus 160 favorite in Vegas's perspective. Hamels and Straley, no thanks for either of these two guys. Hot temperatures and pretty mediocre pitchers at this point in their career for Hamels. Straley's okay, but not in that hitting environment. I know the Rangers have been absolutely dreadful as of late, but I don't see me taking the plunge there. I think John Gray is interesting tonight, particularly I believe on FanDuel, where they just do not like him. That algorithm just despises John Gray. He is 6,900 there versus the 9K on DraftKings. So 2,000 cheaper on FanDuel, something you don't see very much with pitching. And his previous start against San Diego, well, they make a lot of people look good. 33 FanDuel points that day. Did not pick up the quality start. Did allow four earned runs, but did have seven strikeouts. And we know this kid has big K upside. We saw it against Arizona where he struck out 10 on the road. You know, obviously pitching on the road is something that's not bad for him on any measure. And Lance Lynn on the other side, I'm going to pass on that one. But John Gray, FanDuel in particular, if you're looking for a value arm, he's a guy who really stands out. Nothing in Atlanta and in Arizona. I don't play Kenta Maeda, same way I didn't play Ryu last night, who was okay, I guess. But, you know, in the end, he just doesn't pitch enough innings. So, and you're not taking pitchers versus the Dodgers. That's just a mistake. Red Sox and Mariners, Pomeranz versus Felix. Interesting matchup here. Pomeranz coming in as a road favorite. That's something that popped for me off the get-go. Not because, like, Felix Hernandez, like, I'm over him being a great pitcher. But Pomeranz, kind of a surprise here to see that, especially considering Boston can't hit right now. I mean, Paxton shut him down last night. Once again, they've been, the bats just have not woken up at all here. And maybe second game now here on this road trip, they can kind of get it going against against Seattle. And I think this is a nice spot for them. Pomeranz, pretty solid numbers here as of late. The problem is he doesn't pitch deep into games. You know, he can get you into the sixth, but just doesn't get you into the seventh. So it cuts out his upside. With that said, you're looking at five quality starts out of his last seven innings or seven games pitched. He's right around, you know, a strikeout an inning most starts. And I'm okay with him in this matchup. I think he's an interesting GPP play, particularly on DraftKings at 7,800. I don't see me going there on FanDuel tonight. I think I'd rather go the pitcher in the late game, but I'm okay with him on DK where you've got two pitchers or fantasy draft for that matter. Mets and Padres, Chacín versus Lugo on 8.5. That's a big number for San Diego, and if that would rise any higher, very interested in some stack possibilities here. Lugo, I think, SP2, is in play on DK at 7,700 because he's somebody who's really started to turn it around. Only one home run allowed in his last four, two in his last six starts, so that's good. You look at the Ks, little under a K an inning, 6 2/3 each of the last two, had five strikeouts in each of those. So just a good matchup here. I mean, he's not going to blow you away, but DraftKings points, can he get you 15 to 20? He can. I wish he was cheaper because that 7,700 number feels a little bit high over there. But on FanDuel in particular, you know, if you think, you know, you can get a win out of him, you could roll him out there. I mean, John Gray, it's hard to pass up on him, but we saw the numbers against righty San Diego struggles. And Seth Lugo, a little bit interesting to him as a one-off. And then Taillon and Mad Bum. Man, you know, Mad Bum, I can't remember the last time he was a home he's not a home dog, but he's minus 122 today. And normally that's when he's facing, like, Clayton Kershaw. Do you have that situation? But against Jameson Taillon to me, super interesting as well. Obviously, it sucks that he's facing such a tough pitcher out there today. But on FanDuel at 8,300, that's an interesting spot. Now, on DraftKings, you know, the win does not quite mean as much over there. But I think this guy's going to pitch pretty strong in this matchup. Great ballpark for him. K's have been up 8-5, 9-4-7. That's the last handful of games for him. Again, we know the problems that the Giants have and, you know, against right-handed pitching, but they don't strike out a lot. And maybe that was where my fallout was with rostering Garrett Cole yesterday, was thinking he was going to overcome that. Because I will say this, I watched that game last night, and you can tell I'm still salty. Very much got squeezed by the umpire, but my goodness, Francisco Cervelli does not even try to sell a strike call. It is absolutely pathetic how bad he is at that. Doesn't even try. I'm assuming Cervelli, but, you know, going to be behind the mound again today. Who knows what the umpire is going to be at this point in time. You know, Mad Bum, I'm on the fence what to do here. You know, part of me says, you know, on FanDuel, he's 10-2. He's not even 11K, so it's not killing you on the pricing side of things. Even on DK, he's 9,700. He just hasn't looked like the same pitcher here, you know, since he's kind of come off that disabled list. You know, the last two starts, only five strikeouts in each, and he went six innings and seven innings, so it's not like he didn't even go deep in the games. I'm used to seeing like 8, 9, 10 Ks from him. We just really haven't seen it. So, you know, if he were going to revert back to that form we saw at the end of last year or at the beginning of this year, where he was 28 DraftKings points, 21 DraftKings points, you love him. I think a lot of people will still play him. And you know what? If this was a lesser slate, I could easily see, like when I say lesser, I mean less games. I could easily see using both of these pitchers tonight, especially with that 9,700 number on DK. But man, I feel like there's something in that salary too. I feel like the DK algorithm could be speaking to us. Be very cautious, potentially using Madison Bumgarner tonight. All right, let's get some bats. See if we can't put you on the right path here again tonight. At the catcher spot, we'll see who the Houston Astros roll out. Obviously, Brian McCann is a good bit cheaper today, I believe, at 2,600. Then we're getting at Gattis. He's 2,800 over there on FanDuel. But DK, big price bump for him there. But Gattis, if he's tough to pass up on FanDuel today. I mean, just elite versus righties, 384 WOBA this season, 217 ISO. And we talked about Pivetta struggles versus righties. So very interested in Mr. Gattis today. Jonathan Lucroy luck boxed us all into a stolen base the other night, so salvaged our shares of him. Not sure I believe that that's actually going to happen again. Obviously, you've got Gary Sanchez against Castillo. Big power in that bat at a reasonable price on FanDuel. Don't think I'm paying the $4,700 for him over there on DraftKings. If Chirinos would make the lineup tonight, I'm interested in him on FanDuel as well at just 2.4K. Yeah, those are the bats that I'm kind of looking at catcher today. Yeah, Gattis really popping for me on, you know, probably both sites if you can make it work over on DraftKings. Devin Mesoraco potentially for 2,700 on DK. That's a really nice price for Mesoraco over on DraftKings. So, yeah, Gattis over there on FanDuel. Probably not paying up to that number on DraftKings, but you can go with Lucroy or Mesoraco if you need value in that spot. All right, moving on to first base. And, you know, Edwin Jackson is pitching for Washington tonight. Edwin Jackson's not really good, but he looked pretty good in that last start. But he's very interesting to kind of stack against. And obviously, Eric Thames is a guy who definitely kind of stands out for me on DraftKings in particular. 4,100 for him over on DK. Looks like a really nice salary, not too expensive, and a guy that I definitely think we can roster here today at first base. On FanDuel, he's 3,400, so definitely in play at that number. Matt Adams gets a nice park shift, maybe. I mean, not that Atlanta's a bad ballpark, but at 2,800 against Taijuan Walker, he's been really solid versus right-handed pitching this season, 263 ISO. So he's certainly a guy that I look at. We can go back to Bellinger again at 3.8. Little less enthusiastic about him since we don't have Bartolo on the mound. And boy, what horrible managing did we have yesterday. So obvious the wheels were falling off Bartolo in that fifth inning, and they just refused. I mean, they were better off going with a fatigued pitcher than, a pitcher who's not warmed up than keeping Bartolo out there. Big mistake. But Bellinger back on FanDuel in particular, really nice price tag on him over there. Let's see. You could play Miguel Cabrera, man. That frustration that I saw from him, though, is going to make that a tough pill to swallow here today. So I'm not seeing him as a marquee play today. Paul Goldschmidt, you know, we saw that offense finally pop over there for the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. And this is another really good spot for Paul Goldschmidt to get the bats rolling again. He's obviously doesn't come at any sort of a discount. 4,300 is doable over there on FanDuel, over 5K on DraftKings, but Folty is just not a really very good pitcher at this point in time. I know we like lefties versus him a little bit better. Obviously, the guys like Peralta, Lamb, you're going to look to play those guys, but you want to throw Goldie in many of your stacks. So I like him tonight because I think if you're paying down at pitcher, if you're using John Gray, you're going to be able to get a number of these, you know, kind of higher price guys, and he's one guy that does really stand out to me. Let's see. Probably not playing Crush Davis versus Faria. Decent price tag on him, but I don't see me going there. Carlos Santana against Jesse Chavez. Two home runs for him yesterday. He's kind of struggled that first half of the season, but really nice price on him. And the bat's certainly starting to heat up. He's got multi-hit games in three of his last five, and you know that offense, them and Chicago starting to wake up a little bit this second half of the season. And Gurriel against Pivetta, fair price tag on him. He's a guy who's kind of been in the shadows of that team a good bit this season, but now with Correa out, he's hitting pretty much in the third or fourth spot, and again, most prolific offense out there. So not a bad option for you in Mr. Gurriel. Okay, let's move on to second base here tonight. And obviously Daniel Murphy today against Zach Davies is a obvious pay up for us today, but it's tough to go there when, you know, you can get Jose Altuve for just about 500 more. And I don't know if I've seen a guy more locked in the plate right now than Altuve is. And that should continue in this matchup versus Pivetta. So he is looking like a super strong play on a day where there's, you know, definitely some holes in the pitching. Rougned Odor again tonight. You know, we got bageled by him yesterday. Guy sent one, right to the fence, his first at bat. Like, it just, it was the deepest part of the ballpark, it felt like. So, you know, he made some good contact, had two homers the game before. I'm not willing to write him off entirely at just 2,900 over there on FanDuel. DraftKings as well at 31. So he is really cheap. Dan Straley, maybe a little bit better handedness matchup for him tonight than he had yesterday. I think a lot of people will bail on Odor. Yeah, almost got that home run. And he, again, hit the ball fairly hard. At least I know that was the one at-bat I definitely watched. So I don't mind him today as maybe a potential pay-down spot for us. Let's see. Any other second baseman for us today? I think that's all. I'm again back to Odor, Daniel Murphy. I talked about Altuve. Those are the three kind of options for us here today. Yeah, Dozier against Maeda. Yeah, I kind of liked him yesterday. Didn't quite do enough for me. So yeah, probably paying up or going down to Odor. Those are your three options likely for us today. Okay, moving over to third base. If you're playing on Fantasy Draft or DraftKings. I think we just play Matt Chapman until he stops being good because the salary just doesn't rise on him. Home runs now in three consecutive, get Cesar Valdez, and again, he's 2K. So going to allow you to pay up and potentially get bigger pitching, get you all the big bats that you want. So, you know, he is going to be a play for you over on DraftKings in particular, just at that 2K kind of price tag here tonight. But I think Freddie Freeman is a guy that I'm really looking at over on FanDuel at 3,600 against Taijuan Walker. Just a phenomenal hitter and just too much of a value at 3,600. And I don't even think he's, you know, unplayable on DraftKings at 49. Again, he's first base, third base eligible over there on DK. But Valdez, a guy, is just not a really good pitcher. The splits struggles versus righties. So Chapman, Ryan Healy as well, first and third base eligible over on DK is another name. And he's cheap on FanDuel. Hits a little bit higher in the order. Maybe not as hot as a bat, but hits a little bit higher in the order. We like him better versus lefties, but he's fine. And then Adrian Beltre is seeing 3,000 hits in his future. 4 for 4, I believe, yesterday. So watch out for him once again. FanDuel, Manny Machado, I was regretting playing him until his final at-bat. Then he gets two RBIs, then he steals a base, and the next thing you know, things are looking good for Manny Machado. So again, feels just too cheap today, 3,500 over on FanDuel. And on DraftKings, too, at 3,500. Like, I don't know why their algorithm does not like Manny Machado now, but apparently it does not. So could be some opportunity for you there. Obviously, Jake Lamb against Foltynewicz. He's really pricey today. It's going to be tough to fit in as a one-off unless you're really punting the starting pitching spots, which you kind of can do today. You know, on FanDuel in particular, if you're playing a guy like John Gray tonight, get a pitcher under 7K. Can get you, you know, Jake Lamb today. But he's just been rock solid at that position. So he's a name that you know, clearly we're looking at once again here tonight. That's about it. Longoria against Miley, somewhat interesting to me, but just kind of depends on the price that you're getting him under 4K. I mean, I think there's better places to go than him tonight. Over at shortstop, the dreaded shortstop position, where do we want to go with this one tonight? I mean, Marcus Semien didn't quite, you know, light it up yesterday, but he didn't kill your lineups, and he seems like a fairly obvious kind of play once again today at 2,800 on FanDuel. Again, Oakland bats down over on DraftKings, so you know, Semien for sure can look at him as a top flight play over there. Other plays for us, because again, I'm probably looking at cash games mostly tonight, and he kind of fits that bill. Lindor against Chavez, hit the ball really hard yesterday. Just fitting him into your lineup, a little bit more difficult tonight, but he's a guy that I don't mind using. Let's see, Zach Cozart against Jordan Montgomery. I mean, just monster numbers this year versus lefties. 492 WOBA, 400 average, 308 ISO. Nice ballpark to hit in. Definitely a guy in play on FanDuel. DraftKings, 4,600. Yeah, a little bit more pricey than I want to spend. Could go back to Seager. Only got one hit yesterday. More on FanDuel at 37 than the 5K number you're paying on DraftKings tonight. Freddie Galvis has been hitting the ball well. I don't know if I'm playing him because I'll have so much Charlie Morton, but you know, if you want to play a hot bat, he certainly kind of fits that profile here tonight. But Cozart, maybe Elvis Andrews, maybe 3,200 on FanDuel might be playable, but probably not. And if Wilmer Defoe is somehow batting second tonight against Zach Davies, eh, you know, in a stack. All right, let's get to final position for us before we say goodbye for the day. It is outfield, and lots of guys you can pay up for. Regretting not playing Stanton yesterday versus the lefty. That was just stupid. Just the ballpark is just tailor-made for him right now, it seems. Two home runs yesterday, hot with the bat. He's in play. Mike Trout today, you know, another guy to definitely look at tonight. And, you know, he's, what, 5,300 over on DraftKings. So, you know, obviously those are the two arguably best bats. You throw Bryce Harper in there. So all the big bats are going to be you can pay up for tonight, even Aaron Judge. Few other names, though, that that aren't so expensive. I think Ryan Braun is kind of interesting tonight in this matchup versus Edwin Jackson. So I think that's a sneaky spot for the Brewers today. They could be a tad bit overlooked. Over on FanDuel, Bradley Zimmer continues to lead off and get things done as a leadoff hitter. Had him yesterday, and if he's in that position again, just too cheap over on FanDuel, sitting at 2,500. Josh Reddick, David Peralta, two other really fine salaried guys over on FanDuel in particular. 3,400 on Peralta, 2,900 on Josh Reddick. So I like both of those guys. Nomar Mazara is popping on some projection models for me in some places. He's just not seeing it well, but 2,800 is way too cheap of a price tag for him against Dan Straley in that ballpark. I probably would reserve that for GPPs. Matt Kemp, again, big ballpark upgrade against Taiwan Walker. Not big, but decent enough. Just too cheap at 2,600 over on FanDuel and 3,500 over on DraftKings. So Kemp could be a guy who's playable on both sites potentially tonight. And that's it. I think those are the guys that I'm looking to play. That's who I got the greatest exposure likely to in my outfield. So there you have it. That's going to cover the plays that I'm into here on this Wednesday or Tuesday night. But best of luck in all your games. Be sure check us out on XM tonight. You got Crane and Cards, I think, tonight on XM. So those guys will take you up until 7 o'clock. If you got feedback on anything we're doing, let me know. Dan at rotogrinders.com. Find me on Twitter at Dan_Bach. And good luck in all your contests tonight. I did see DK running a $26,000 buy-in tomorrow. Tonight. Seems fairly absurd. We'll see if it fills. 4 of 6 as of this morning. Yours truly not going to play in that one. You know, only 2.5 times the buy-in of the World Series of Poker in a DraftKings contest tonight. So, good luck to those who partake. But I'm out of here. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for putting their name on the very show. And we'll talk again tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.